Well, welcome back, friends. Welcome to another episode of Weiss Thoughts. Just an analog man trying to make it in today's digital world. I'm Terry Weiss, and yes, I have a website, weissthoughts.com. Make sure you spell my last name right. W-Y-C-E, weissthoughts.com. Oh, I've had it spelled in O so many ways. Weissthoughts.com. There you can listen to each and every episode of the podcast. Comment on each episode. Leave your thoughts. And also sign up for our newsletter. Check out my blog. And subscribe on virtually just about any podcast platform you desire. It's all at weissthoughts.com. So there. That's out of the way. Greetings, salutations. How are you? What do you know? What do you say? I don't know. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening. And thanks, by the way, for the ever-increasing audience. I appreciate it. I get very basic analytics from said podcast provider. I don't know. It seems like almost every business wants you to pay for almost every facet of something they do for you. I understand they're a business, and businesses need to make money. I get that. I get it. I understand it. But holy moly guacamole, man. It's like every single thing needs to make money. And it used to be, you know, you got a package of stuff and you got some perks. But I don't know. But anyway, I digress. Thank you for the increased listenership from not only in the good old USA, but around the world. Getting popular in other countries, so unless some of you are using bots or redirect servers, I don't know. But thank you very much for those of you tuning in and subscribing to the podcast. I must be touching a nerve or hitting home, or we must be becoming fast friends. Thank you again, and tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors about Weiss Thoughts. So with all that out of the way, as you can probably tell by some of the background ambience, I am out for another walk. We are recording the podcast remotely. I tend to do that in the spring, summer, and early fall months. I do a lot of remote recording of the podcast because I like to gather my thoughts while I take my walks. And I find I have more of a clear head, I guess, as they say. While I do that, so I do apologize if there is points in the said program where you'll be like trying to strain the listen and say, huh, what? What did you say? I will work on it in post just to make sure everything is legible. Legible? No. Hearable, I guess, would be the word. So you can hear and understand me. How's that? And just to give you an idea, in case you're wondering, what is all that noise in the background? What are those? Those are cars going by on said road. I do live in a rural area, and I'm out actually rather early this time around on the podcast recording, but hence it's the morning drive time, I guess. I guess I didn't get out here early enough, as folks are hustling and a-bustling on their way back to work or into the office or wherever they may be going here on this summer day. Speaking of summer day, yeah, it's officially summer! Yeah! Yeah! It's officially summer out, gang, in the northeastern United States of America. Summer's here. We've made it. It has arrived. Hallelujah. As the Beatles would say, and here comes the sun, it's been a long, hard, or long, cold, lonely winter. Ay, yay, yay. But it is here. It's a little brisk this morning. It's in the lower to mid-50s. As I am out here taking my daily jaunt, as a word, jaunt. Who ever thought it would jaunt? What is jaunt? But anyway, I know you don't care about all that baloney. I get it. So get to the heart of the matter, Terry. Get to the crux. What the hell are you going to talk about? I want to talk about living in the present moment. This is something I've been refocusing on. And when you say that, you say, Terry, what do you mean living in the present? What are you, a Buddhist? What are you getting all psychedelic man on us. Are you going all 60s? Like Love and Power and City of Love shit? No. You know, there's been a lot of talk over the past year with the great pandemic here that seems to be finally subsiding about mental health because of lockdowns and, you know, liberties being curbed and freedoms being curbed. And basically a lot of us were forced, not a lot, a good majority of us were forced to change the way we look at things and do things. Our routines were basically obliterated. And let's face it, the human race, like many other mammals in the universe, creatures of habit for the most part. And that all got uprooted when the pandemic especially hit the United States, because you really couldn't go anywhere and do much of anything, socialize. And some of you live to socialize. Some of you are staunch social butterflies. I was kind of, I could take it or leave it for people. I don't mean that in a negative way. Don't get me wrong. I like to socialize as much as the next person, but I just don't live, oh my God, I got to get out with the guys or gals, or we got to go to this party or that. I'm not that big deal. For me, it's not high on my priority list. I'd much rather have some alone time with close friends or my significant other, Mrs. W, or even just a good book or some good music or what have you, or a good TV program or, you know, whatever. Good studio time. Anyway, our routines got all uprooted. So there was a lot of talk about mental health awareness, you know, from every age group, mind you, every age group, not just adults, but children as well, especially, you know, with kids. Kids are very social. Kids require, you know, a lot of times kids really require being around other children and for learning and social skills and social interaction. And a lot of that was ripped away from them in the past year in all countries across the globe. So there's been a lot of mental health awareness coming up. And getting back to the topic, you know, living in the present moment, learning to appreciate the now, not the then, not the was, not the what is to be, but learning to appreciate the now. And I'm refocusing my efforts, and maybe I will inspire you to do that as well, to refocus on living in the now. And you say, well, Terry, what do you mean by that? Living in the now. I am here. I am now. I am living. Here's what I mean. How many of us, yours truly, raise his hand included, go through our days on autopilot? And what I mean is, you get up at said time. What do? You get up, you go downstairs, put the coffee maker on, go up, brush your teeth, feed the cat, feed the dog, whatever, feed the bird, feed the fish, flip on the news, scroll through your, God forbid, social media pages or the internet or what have you. And you're just kind of on autopilot. It's sort of like, for those of you who drive an automobile, you know, how often do you really have to think about driving a car? Think about this. Remember when you were learning to drive, you were cognizant of every little step you needed to take. Okay, I get in, got to make sure my seatbelt's on. All right, you know, check my mirrors, check my turn signals, all that working. Okay, good. I turn the key, boom, starts up. All right, I look all around me. Nobody's around. I can back up if I need to back up. I turn, blah, blah, blah. When you're out on the road, you know, you're always like really self-aware of other people. And you were very aware of the steps needed to drive an automobile. Now, if you've been like myself and been driving for 40 plus years, you're just like, it's like an instinct. You just get in, you know what to do. You don't have to think about doing it. It's like a muscle memory thing. It's instinct. You know, it's like getting up and walking. You really don't have to think about walking unless you have some, God forbid, some sort of traumatic injury or something, or illness or some issue that you got to relearn how to walk. I think you know where I'm going with this. So being aware, living in the now, a lot of us, and again, raise his hand here, myself included, guilty of it. A lot of times, We just go through life on sheer instinct or autopilot. And I think, and I really feel, that we miss out on a lot that life has to offer. The little things, like I'm out here walking now. You may hear it in the background. I see a bird at the top of this little tree here on the side off to the left of me. You may hear him. Hang on. Okay, those are the birds that are out in the early morning. I'd like to stop and notice things like that. Now, a lot of us would be just walking and whatever, like, yeah, okay, there's birds out, big deal. And it just kind of shoom, flies by us over our head. But it's really noticing things like that. The feel of the ground or the dirt as you walk with your feet. The feeling of your feet against the earth, okay, on the ground. Really taking notice of that, becoming self-aware. Like I said, I'm out here and it's an early morning. And there's a wind. The feeling of the wind on my skin and certain parts of my body. Against my arms, what have you. Certain smells. All right, it's a summer day. It's a little damp out. I can smell certain things in the air. And so can my sinuses because I get allergies. But you know what I'm trying to say. Noticing all the little things around you that make up the whole experience of being alive. And I think a lot of us, again, raise his hand, myself included, take all this for granted. And sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a really large event, sometimes even a traumatic event, to knock us back into focus. There's so much going around, my friends, in the world. There's so many wonderful things. You know, the green of the green of the trees, the green of the grass, the rustle of the trees, nature's songs. I'm listening to these birds this morning as I'm out walking. They're out talking, all these communities of birds here on both sides of the road. You know, doing their morning song back and forth. You know, I don't know if they're talking about where they're going to go for their worms this morning or their grub or what they're going to eat or, hey, how was your sleep last night? But the birds are communicating back and forth. And it's really wonderful. It is. I mean, and think about it. You really don't hear birds overnight. You hear them in the morning, during the day throughout, but mostly in the morning and the evening time they communicate. And that's something I really hadn't taken time to stop and think about. I'm like, that's cool. You know, they were always there. They were always doing their thing. But I've started taking more time to stop and notice little things like that. The color of the pavement as you're walking down a road. You don't want to go too deep into perspectives as you're driving. You want to pay attention to the road and things around you. You don't want to have an unfortunate accident. But like as I'm walking down this road, I noticed they came down and they freshly painted the lines in some sections here. You know, to help people tell what lane they're supposed to stay in. The cracks of the pavement, you know, where it is becoming a point where it'll be in disrepair and need to be, you know, just things like that. Instead of just speeding through life with our blinders on and saying, well, I gotta make it to lunchtime at work, and then I gotta make it to my next break, and then I gotta go home and head home and make sure I get dinner ready, or I have dinner, or we're gonna go to, you know, Uncle Joe's or whatever. You know, it's a lot of us, not only in the USA, but around the world, we speed along through life to our next appointments. And we really miss out on everything this planet has to offer. And I think if we all started thinking on this, and I'm not saying you got to do a 180 and all of a sudden sit there like Buddha, you know, in a meditative position, you know, at your desk or your cubicle or at your station at work or at home, and somebody looks at you like you've lost your mind. Just while you're going throughout your day going forward, take 5 minutes out of your day. Start with 5 minutes and just contemplate. I'm sitting at my desk. I can feel the chair. I'm looking at my monitor, or I'm looking at my calendar on the wall, or looking at a picture of my loved ones, or this pen, whatever. And just contemplate, I am here, I am now, I am present. I am present right now. And folks, do the research. Look, you can look it up. Don't take this knucklehead's word for it. Trust me. I'm in this big lifeboat with all of y'all. It will help. It'll start helping your mental health. It goes a long way when we start pulling ourselves back from autopilot, because there's a lot we do in this life. There's a lot we do in our daily routines that we are on autopilot. And I am just as guilty of this as all of us out here. I get sometimes in modes where I am on autopilot and I'm just like, the day's gone by and I'm like, wow, I don't even realize what I did today. Yeah, I accomplished a lot, but did I really live it? Or did I just go through it? Get my meaning? You know, I think we distract ourselves with a lot of things. And I've even found, like, if I'm trying to watch a program on television, Netflix, what have you, or, a movie or something, especially I think our cell phones and things of that nature really distract us, take us away from the kind of the present moment. We're too busy wondering, oh, did somebody like my tweet or my post, or, oh, am I going to miss that email? You get that FOMO thing, they call it, fear of missing out on something online. Big deal. Online is not your life, my friends. Now, you can have a business that's online. You can have an online presence if you're an entrepreneur or musician or whatever. But online does not mean living. Where you are in the physical realm, the physical world, the people that are around you, that's living. That is living. That is being present and enjoying every little moment. Just sit and do that. I think I mentioned in a couple podcasts back that we were having a family gathering that we haven't had. We haven't gotten together as a family, you know, with my immediate family in over a year because of the, you know, again, the pandemic. And a couple weeks back on a Saturday at Chateau de Weiss, we had a nice shindig, okay? We had a party. We celebrated 4 birthdays in one, 2 of my daughters and 2 of my grandkids. And, you know, my mom's came up from Florida. She's up in town visiting. She's up from down south up here in the Northeast visiting us. You know, and the family around here staying with her brothers and sisters and that, because they moved down to Florida over a decade ago. I know you don't care, but anyway. But as we were all gathered for this party and everyone came in and, you know, we had everyone there and the kids were outside playing because it was a gorgeous day. I just sat there with my adult beverage off my back porch, and I was listening to the conversations going around, you know, nodding my head, but listening. And then I just started thinking, wow, how great this is. And just living in that moment, not thinking about, well, what do I got to do on Monday when I get back to my virtual office? And, you know, what about this song that I'm working on? Or that? I just enjoyed right then and there where I was, okay? Living in the moment. And I just took a couple minutes to do it, but I'll tell you what, it grounded me. I had this feeling of just warm satisfaction come over me, and it was unbelievable. It was great. And I think it really added to my enjoyment overall of the social gathering. Oh, allergies. But it was phenomenal. Just living in the moment, my friends. That's kind of what I wanted to touch on. Living in the moment, being your best you can be. Just start with like 5 minutes a day. Seriously. Take 5 minutes a day if you can, starting today or tomorrow, whenever you want to start. Take 5 minutes and just say, in the present moment, start noticing things around you. Look around you. If you're outside gardening, mowing the lawn, whatever. Okay, you're sitting in your cubicle, your office, your desk, whatever. Sitting in a restaurant, looking at a menu, just take a couple minutes, start, and live in that present moment. Notice everything, the texture, the colors, the smells, the sounds. Start noticing where you are, who you are, and all that you are. And it'll really start going a long way to help your mental health. It really will. You won't feel just like a rat in the rat race, as they say. You feel like a a contributor to the universe. And it's, folks, it's wonderful. I've started doing this, and I'm going to continue this practice and make it a habit. Just some words of wisdom from yours truly. Some words of thought, something to contemplate. That's about all I got for this morning, for today's episode here for you of Voice Thoughts. This week's episode, I guess. Whatever you want to call it. But I do appreciate you sticking around and listening. And hey, if you got any feedback or comments, suggestions, or experiences with this that you want to share, share it on the website at WeissThoughts.com, W-Y-C-E, WeissThoughts.com. Share it under this episode. Or send me an email at WeissThoughts@gmail.com. Or you can send me an email from the website as well through the web form. But I appreciate you. I appreciate your listenership. And remember, my friends, to change the world, be the change you want to see. Start with the person looking back at you in the mirror. And be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And until we meet again, my friends, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.